Oh, hey, bro. If you're a pauper piggy, I need you to find a way to not use poppers and try to get the same level of stimulation in your olfactory nerves. That means your nose or your nussy or your popper snout. So I need you to grab like your favorite scented candle or your cum rag, or you could grab a non-medicated nasal inhalant, something that isn't poppers, because bro, sometimes you gotta stop doing fucking poppers, dude. Like if you're trying to quit poppers or if you don't have access to poppers, now's the time to like lift up your armpit and sniff. Like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then start touching your penis. Like I need you to actually create a connection between sniffing something that isn't dangerous or doesn't cause any type of side effects, and try to see if you just could pretend that you're fucking poppered up, bro, because that would be like way fucking stupider if you were a fucking masturbator that sniffed something that's not poppers and just pretended that they were poppers, bro. Because you're going for that stupid masturbator like fucking sniff something that isn't poppers, like your armpit, your crotch, cum rag, sweat rag, jock strap, dirty underwear. Do it for like 10 seconds and then just pretend that it's poppers, bro. Like, even if you've never had poppers your entire fucking life, like, just look at someone else doing poppers and just like sniff something like your favorite candle, your favorite essential oil, something that won't cause you to be all poppered up. You gotta sniff it and just pretend it's poppers, bro, because you're just like a stupid fucking baiter. Stupid fucking baiter that has to fucking pretend that he's on fucking poppers, bro. Or like, what if you just watch like a popper trainer, bro, and you just like breathe in the fucking clean air, man? Have you ever tried breathing in clean air for like 5 seconds and then you hold your breath and then you breathe out like slow and controlled breathing, bro? Like fucking act like you're all poppered up on regular fucking air, and that would make it like completely like you're a fucking stupid ass masturbator. Like, hey, come check this guy. He's fucking gooning out on air. Look, like, breathe in just like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. And then breathe out and just fucking goon out on fucking air, man. Like, your body needs air. You're a fucking stupid ass masturbator, dude. Look at this fucking idiot gooning out to clean air. Like, bro, you don't need poppers to have fun. Let's just be fucking for real. You don't need them to get hard. Just breathe in, like. That was a good breath of air. It's making me so fucking hard. Because, bro, that's how it fucking works. Did you forget? You've had too many fucking poppers, man. You gotta stop. Like, I'm fucking serious. You're a stupid horny popper piggy, like, oh, I need them to loosen my asshole. No, you don't, bro. Just fucking relax. Like, breathe in some air. And then relax your asshole, bro. Like, it's not that fucking hard. Like, dude, if you really focus, like, if you focus on breathing just clean air, you can actually get like a natural high. And it's because your body needs air in order to let all of those, parts of your brain to move the specific chemicals around for you to feel good. So you don't need amyl nitrates. You don't need poppers to relax your asshole. You don't need them when you watch popper trainers. You don't technically need them if you're poppering up. You could literally get the same level of stimulation through the fucking placebo effect, dude, where you just sniff it and then you just say, whoa, I totally feel it, man. Like, you're a stupid fucking popper baiter, man. Like, they're non-habit forming, they're not addictive, and you know that. Like, poppers aren't addictive, like, they aren't the worst thing for you, but they're not good for you. So if you can switch to like an essential oil on your cum rag. You can switch to like the smell of like mineral oil or fragrance. That's great. But bro, try some fucking clean air. Try like turning on a fan and breathing in that air. Nice and slow, not too fast, not in and out really fast. You have to do it nice and slow in order to get all the air in. You have to remember your lungs are not 100% effective. You're only getting like 30 to 70% on the breath. Every time you breathe in, it's just how your body works, right? So you breathe in the air, just enjoy it, and then breathe out. It's mostly nitrogen, bro. So you could just be like, oh, fuck, you know, and just enjoy the breath, bro. Like, there's nothing wrong with just like saying, like, you're not using poppers. You're just going to go, and just be a fucking weirdy horno, bro. Like, it makes you look more like a horno sexual if you're just breathing in clean air and making just like a like fun little popper picky noise. Like, you could like, oh, you know, like, dude, you don't need fucking poppers, man. Like, you really could save more money, you could save more time, you don't have to worry about carrying that stuff around you. You could just breathe in, you could have a clear empty brown bottle and just put like nothing inside of it and just breathe it in and breathe it out and just pretend it's fucking poppers, man. Like, bro, who would be the stupider masturbator? Would it be a popper piggy that's breathing in amyl nitrates and going like, ah, I feel it? Or is it the stupid ass masturbator who's breathing in just clean fucking air and going, aw, bros, I totally feel it, man. I totally fucking feel it. It would be the second guy. Let's be fucking for real, man. Like, you could put in your favorite deodorizer and plug it into the wall and just enjoy the smell. It's called aroma fucking therapy, man. Look that shit up. It's like you could enjoy the smell of a nice locker room, a cocker room, a sex dungeon. You know, when you sniff enough poppers, you're damaging your nose technically for a little bit, but bro, you could be sniffing like nasty man stink, or you could be sniffing a nice cologne, you could be sniffing all types of things, but not poppers, not right now. You have to retrain your nose to get it to where smelling something good is nice and orgasmic. Just go back to indulging in your favorite nostalgic smells. You can sniff the air. You know, people go into stores to smell fragrances. Smell a flower while you masturbate. Find a nice flower. Sniff some soft linens. Sniff something that will provide you pleasure. You could put some beard oil in your beard if you have one. Or put some aftershave around your face if you have a nice smooth face. There's so many different ways you can train your nose to be a sense of pleasure, a sense of wonder, another sexual organ right there on your face. So every time you watch a popper trainer, you can swap it out with something else and you can sniff that and train yourself to get hard at that scent. You know, if you have a bro, you could grab his shirt or his cologne and spray it on there and you could sniff it every time. So that way when he is all around you, you know, you could just get hard right there on the spot. That way you're prepared to have sex or jack off with him. You could do whatever the fuck you want. Figure out what type of air freshener they use at your gym or at your work. That way you can be hard all day. Trigger yourself to have a Pavlovian response to all of those air particles, or you could just breathe in clean air. That way you'll be horny whenever you get a nice deep breath of air inside you. You're living, you're breathing, you are a chronic masturbator. You have to make sure that every single part of your body is dedicated towards pleasuring your penis, towards masturbating. So breathe in for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and train yourself, trick yourself, make your dick stick up every time you put something up to your nose, you breathe it in. You can breathe in clean air. You can breathe in a nice gust of wind. You can go popperless for right now. I believe in you.